pretty well. Yeah, we started to see a lot more expansion in it, a lot more interest. And each time a new student comes to our program, it improves it because they bring some more skills and talent to it. And hopefully, in the next few years, we'll have things up and rolling. It'll be well known here in Kansas City.
Right. How many are in it this year?
Right now, we have a total of 8 students that are pretty active. Off and on, we probably have a total of 10. The nice thing about this year that's helped improve it tremendously is I have 2 graduate assistants this year. One of them is certified, and she's unfortunately leaving us for bigger and better things.
Oh, really?
But Pat has been doing a really good job in helping me organize and keep things rolling smoothly.
Has this year been particularly rough for treating injuries? Has this been a different year out of your 4 years?
I'll tell you what, as far as the treatments and that sort of thing, nothing's really changed. The only thing that's really changed is we've had some injuries that are just very difficult to come back from. It's not a lack of desire, it's not a lack of anything else, it's the difference between, a string and a rope.
Right.
One's just a little tougher to break than that.
Yeah. Have you been able to get athletes like Aaron Washington back on the floor so soon?
Miracle cure? The only thing that I do is just direct them in what is the best care for them to take care of themselves. And then it's what you see when they come back quickly. The injury may still, it hasn't healed completely.
Right.
Physiology doesn't allow it to heal. Mother Nature does not allow it to heal faster than it would normally.
Right.
That's what you're seeing there is a bit of desire from the athlete.
I asked you this last time. You said you're putting between 70 to 100 hours in. Is that still holding true?
Actually, that's what's been a nice change is we've become a little more efficient with our time. And between myself and the graduate assistants, the hours remain the same here in the training room, but between the 3 of us, we're not working that much. We're not putting in that many hours.
So the typical 48 to 60, something like that?
I'd say 60. This time of the year with travel and that sort of thing, it's probably a little over, but during the summer and that sort of thing, it backs off, and we're just primarily concentrate on off-season.
You see anything slowing up this spring? Do you see the same flurry of events happening such as this winter?
I don't think we'll see as many severe injuries, knock on wood. But, with the way our track team is going and as competitive as they've become, they're going to take a lot of their time. And softball is the same way. They've stepped it up. And that's what you got to do. I remember when I talked to you the last time, the last thing I want to do is become complacent. And definitely, I'm not going to be able to do that because our sporting teams are far from complacent.
Yeah.
They want to improve, and that's great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah. Okay, what's been the progress of Sam and Moore and Bird? And I know Dickerson's going to be back Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going to take him with us Wednesday. Dickerson, that was an unfortunate situation. He has an injury beyond just the gunshot of some nerve damage.
Right.
To what extent, it may just be bruised.
Yeah.
But it takes about 90 days for that to return to normal, if it's going through.
Right.
And see, he's only out 28 days,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, it'll be 28 days Thursday.
Yeah. That's pretty fast.
And he's practicing with us in a limited role. And he'll start returning to competition on Wednesday. He still lacks some strength. But if we reduce the amount of chances of him getting injured, I think he'll do pretty well.
I noticed this week when Aaron Washington got back, I was listening to Tom Hedrick on the air. He mentioned that you got Aaron through the treatment, and you kind of helped him along the way. When you get recognition like that, do you really feel a lot of it, is it according to your practices on them, or is it just like you told me before?
I'm not doing anything different from what most athletic trainers do. We kind of operate off of protocols. And, you know, experience changes that a little bit as you go. But the main thing that it comes down to is everyone is different. And you have to be able to apply different treatments to different people. And, Aaron has a tremendous desire to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's almost, it makes it a little more difficult for me because, you know, we're running into a situation of when should it not play. You know, so many times you may have a kid out there with a broken foot that if you don't recognize it, you're putting them in jeopardy.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. You travel with the men's basketball team, correct? Yeah. With any other teams you travel with?
I try to make a trip with at least one of our sports whenever I can. Like last year, I made a trip up to Chicago with their softball team. So up there with them. And that's the main reason I do that is so I can get to know the athletes.
Yeah.
And 1 year I traveled with the soccer team. Because I always want the athletes to feel comfortable and want them to realize that, you know, I'm the head athletic trainer. I take care of men's basketball with the assistance of its undergraduate students. But I also want them to realize that they can come to me whenever they
want. Right.
Except for when I'm out here.
That makes sense. Okay. All right, this is kind of a dual question here. What do you like most about your job, and what do you like least?
What do I like most and least? I think the thing that I like the most about my job is, just like you said, seeing an athlete come back and participate. That is, working with the athletes is the highlight of my day.
To be at least?
I tell you what, I enjoy my job so much I don't even think about anything I dislike. It's because it changes daily. If I don't like it one day, I know it'll be better the next day.
Yeah, all the bad days.
Yeah.
Basically, I think I've covered most of the bases here. Unless you want to add anything.
I just want to thank everybody for their support.
Now, you've been here.
This program progressed.
Now, you've been here at UNKC for 4 years now. Yeah. Has it felt like it's been home for?
Yeah, ever since. The first day I walked in here with the people that were around, Coach Hunt, Dr. Walker, Ed Brown, Debbie, and all the people in the athletic department. And everyone that I've ran into, it's kind of far and few between, but, you know, Dr. Dorr, Dr. Widmar, I always enjoy speaking with those two.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat McSwiggin, Dr. McSwiggin, Dr. Ross, and Coach Ross. They're all very supportive. And, you know, it's came in as a rookie, and now I'm getting a little more wisdom under my belt. Getting to a point where I need to increase my expectations. So I can help improve the program overall. Yeah. It's kind of giving me some leeway to run now. So I need to take it.
That's good. You've been here, is this you're going to be a fifth year? Or is
this this is the beginning of my fourth year. Okay. I'm going into my fifth now.
So, okay, now.
Up there, you fruity ass bastard.
You get a better shot there than you did with the Royals.
Definitely. You know, I feel like, you know, I could be a big part of their team this year. And I'm looking forward to it.
The Wolves and Sago and everything, looks like they're really trying to get a lot of people.
Yeah, looks like it. I guess it depends on, you know, how that free agency goes, because there are a few more signings that you're waiting for the signing date.
Did they say anything about how they're going to use Alisea? He also plays second.
Yeah, he is. He's a second baseman. No, didn't say anything. You know, I've seen in the paper where it just said that we'd be competing, you know, for that job, but just something to hang out.
You know, if they go on challenge, it should be much of a competition. I just want you to know the rules made it help. All right.